Blog Talk Radio.
Of course, this whole program is dedicated to the memory of Dr. Martin Luther King. You know that, anyway. Once upon this planet Earth lived a man of humble birth, preaching love and freedom for his fellow men. He was dreaming of the day peace would come to earth to stay, and he spread this message all across the land. Turn the other cheek, he'd plead. Love thy neighbor was his creed. Pain, humiliation, death, he did not dread. With his Bible at his side, from his foes he did not hide. Hard to think that this great man is dead. Oh yeah. Well, the murders never cease. Are they men or are they beasts? What do they ever hope to gain? Will my country fall, stand or fall? Is it too late for us all? And did Martin Luther King just die in vain? Cause he'd seen the mountaintop, and he knew he could not stop. Always living with the threat of death ahead. Folks, you'd better stop and think, cause we're headed for the brink. What will happen now that he is dead? For equality for all people, you and me, full of love and goodwill. Hate was not his way. Why was he shot down the other day? I'm gonna say he'd seen the mountaintop, and he knew he could not stop. Always living with the threat of death ahead.
I want to thank everybody tonight for calling Garden of Enlightenment with Louie Wilda. Today we will be celebrating Martin Luther King Day, and I'm just going to read you a little bit about him. Martin Luther King Jr., born Michael King Jr., January 15, 1929, passed away on April 4, 1968, was an American Baptist minister, activist, and political philosopher who was one of the most prominent leaders in civil rights movement from 1955 until his assassination in 1968. A black church leader and a son of early civil rights activists and minister Martin Luther King Sr., King advanced civil rights for the people of color in the United States through the use of nonviolent resistance and nonviolent civil disobedience against Jim Crow laws and other forms of discrimination in the United States. And that's from Wikipedia. And also from the Britannica, it says Martin Luther King Jr. is known for his contributions to the American civil rights movement in the 1960s. His most famous work is his I Have a Dream speech, delivered in 1963, in which he spoke of his dream of the United States that is void of segregation and racism. So I concentrated on a contest which I ran with Weaver of Dreams and Gray Eye Smith, and I wanted to concentrate on his love. And we ran a contest. I want to thank everybody who wrote for the contest. And we had three quotes that Martin Luther King believed in love. The first one was, there can be no deep disappointment where there is not deep love. Two, you could choose, I believe that unnamed truth and unconditional love will have the final word in reality. And three, love is the greatest force in the universe. And so we will be reading poetry that was inspired by those quotes. And I want to tell you a little about ourselves. We are the Late Night Poets Group. You can find us on allpoetry.com. It is a free poetry site to join. And to let you know, we want to thank every poet who dedicated and allowed us to use their poetry to collect in various books. And you can find a whole lot of them on Amazon.com. The anthologies of the Late Night Poet Groups and our various groups where we do our shows individually, and these how these radio shows are supported. So now I'm going to let Gray Eye tell us, pick up our radio telephone callers.
Hello. We're going to be a great show tonight. Hi, I'd like to welcome Weaver of Dreams, a.k.a. Katie McDonald. Hello, Katie.
Hey, Weaver.
Hi, my dear. Hi, Gray.
Hi.
Nice to be with everybody tonight. So, Miss Katie, Gray Eyes will be doing the phones, and you'll be dropping in the links, and I'm so looking forward to this.
It'll be fun.
Yes, ma'am. It sure will.
Okay, I'm ready to go when you are, my dear.
I am ready.
Okay. Let's do this thing. We've got Together by Adrian 41062, and I will start off by reading this. So here we go, Adrian 41062, Together. When word and deed became one, true love blossoms from deep within. Spirit to spirit, deep unto deep, same hope, same joy, in one crescendo. Kindness, gentleness, self-sacrifice, not seeking, not self-seeking, these are where love's highest echelon blend. To love is to be like Christ to brother and sister. Gentleness, forgiveness, charity blends for the whole world to become one heart. Not hearts of stone, but hearts that pulse as one, hearts that speak of victory and freedom. Every heart singing a love song for all eternity. End poem.
Oh, that was a beautiful read. And I want to thank Adrian. And Gray Eyes, I would love to know what you thought of Adrian's poem.
I thought it was fantastic. I mean, he really captures the essence of Martin Luther King with gentleness, forgiveness, charity, plans for the whole world to become one heart, not hearts of stone, but hearts that pulse with one, the hearts that speak of victory and freedom, every heart singing a love song for all eternity. Yeah, it was just a beautiful rate, and you did a fantastic read of it, Weaver. So
yes,
thank you for
did.
Sharing, Adrian. Much appreciated.
Thank you, Grace. You know, I really loved his first stanza, and of course his last stanza, but I will comment on the first stanza. When word and deed become one, true love blossoms from deep within. Spirit to spirit, deep onto deep, same hope, same joy, in one crescendo. We are all of one body and one human being. And I believe in love that I believe if we would love each other for us being human and to respect each other, I do believe Martin Luther King's words that this would be so much a better world. And what did you think, Katie?
I agree totally. I and you and Gray, I'm sure, would love to see that happen, that everybody could be kind to everybody. And, you know, the mm-hmm. biggest thing that would make the difference, I think, is if we could share what we have equally so that people don't have, in this day and age, people shouldn't have to do without food or drink or a home. You know, it's quite sad. Well, it's actually very sad. So I thought this was lovely, mm-hmm. Adrian. Adrian did what we wanted and spoke of the love. And that's what we want to bring to the fore at the moment. So thank you very much, Adrian.
Thank you. And we're ready for our next poem, sweetheart.
Okay. And the next one up is Love Like Roses Bloom by BGJ85. And I think she would like you to read this one, if you could.
Yes, thank you. Love Like Roses Bloom by BGJ85. There can be no deep disappointment where there is not deep love. Rugged earth, still stays, churning fertile ash, seeds sown with care. Sunlight nourishes, encourages, body diversity, petals bloom open, water encourages roots grow deep. Foundations provide stability, robust heat radiates, glowing, vibrates, encourages blossoming life. Pruning dead branches preserves balance. Happiness beckoned in garden of hope and dreams, proving to all visitors upon sight, love is more than beating hearts in poem. What a beautiful poem. Thank you for writing for our contest. And what did you think about this poem, Katie?
I like the analogy to the garden. That's lovely. And it is exactly what we want to do, encourage growth and biodiversity and all those things. And it was, and I love the way it was laid out as well. Well done. Excellent. And the picture's gorgeous as well. Wow. So thank you very much for joining us, BG, and we enjoyed it very much.
Thank you. Wonderful comments. And how about you, Gray?
Yeah, you know, I really enjoyed the picture that you painted of this garden of love. You know, it's got brilliant imagery and you can feel the emotion behind it, which isn't easy to portray, but she does it quite beautifully, or he, I'm not too sure, but yeah, either way, you did a beautiful read on it, Lou, and it was a great poem. Thank you for sharing.
Agreed. Mm-hmm. You know, thank you, Greg. What I enjoyed about this poem is his couplet, pruning dead branches preserves balance, you know, and what I loved about that couplet was it made me think, you know, that all of us, whether we like it or not, has some sort of prejudice, and I'm not saying it against so much skin color, but beliefs or things that are in our society that we've been brought up with or we have heard, and if we learn to trim a tree or a bush, it grows beautifully, like in this picture he has here. It can grow beautifully, just like a heart shape, where the trunk is the base, and then, of course, the branches reach out. And, you know, all of us need things that we need to work on. And this is just a reminder that if we work on ourselves, we can learn to love deeper and more. And like he says in here, happiness beckoned in the garden of hope and dreams. And we can find ourselves in that garden and make it, you know, an earthly paradise where we all can live, like Katie brought out, without any type of suffering or discrimination. Wonderful poem. I enjoyed it very much. And we're ready for our next poem, sweetie.
Okay, we have Martin Luther King's speech by the Jaworski. Sorry if I don't pronounce that correctly. I couldn't. But Gray, could I ask you to read this for us, please?
Sure, you betcha. Martin Luther King's speech by R.J. Zarowski. Martin Luther King's beautiful speech was meant to reach many of ears so that we all could hear Martin Luther King teach. King teaches that love with peace is the positive tool to use to win against any racist sin, rather than anybody using hate to defend any vocabulary that's racist against love or peace, because peace with love has to live within our spiritualities to guide racism to an end, with no racist individuals ever being a winner in our skin. To ever speak negatively against Martin Luther King's beautiful speech, because Martin Luther King's speech has so much race teachable strength, to the strength to lengthen all positivity to a positive reality, so that can't no racist disaster ever be allowed to grow against any black Negroes, beautiful Afro, to win in our black skin that we could always defend to put a permanent end to racism. And poem.
Thank you, Gray. You did a beautiful read of R.T.J. Zawitz-R.E., and I'm sorry if I mispronounced your name. And I would love to know what you thought about this poem. Miss Katie?
Ah, beautifully done. I mean, I have to say that speech, we know how it made us feel. It makes us feel the same way now whenever we hear anything from that speech. But I thought, I mean, that those first few words, perfect. You know, just think, cuts too short, like so many people that we need in our life now. So it could have taught us a lot. But I thought this was very well done. I'm learning an awful lot as well myself, so I'm enjoying that side of it. But I think I think that our JRL has captured this perfectly, and I can feel the pain and the love coming through. So thank you for sharing.
Thank you so much, Katie. What a wonderful comment. You know, that's the thing here is, to me, the great creator made us in love and gave us a beautiful planet to live on and to live with each other. And that's what I love so much about what Martin Luther King taught, was that, you know, he taught us that, you know, we need to love and find peace between each other. And, you know, that, you know, there is absolutely, if you look at history, if there's any type of racism, there is violence and hate that is perpetuated, and it never brings peace. And, you know, it's painful for everyone. And, you know, and with, like he says, with so much about race teachable strength, you know, that to love ourselves and to love one another. And this was a beautiful poem, and I enjoyed it very much, and I enjoyed listening to you read it, Gray Eyes. I would love to know what you think.
Yeah, you know, I thought it captured the essence of Martin Luther King's speech, you know, the meaning that it had, that racism should not be allowed, that, you know, the love of the human being is more important than the color of the skin. So, yeah, fantastic sentiment throughout, and it was a pleasure to read it. Thank you for sharing it,
RJ.
RJ.
Sorry, I don't mean to keep jumping. I did my asthma medicine, and it's steroids, so it pumped me up. Oh, my God, I'm just like that little rat, that little hamster that you see going on the wheel going, blah, 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 blah. Okay, well, that's me right now. So if I'm talking too fast, please excuse me. It's my medicine. Okay, thank you, Grace.
Oh, my goodness.
And Miss Katie, we are ready for our next fabulous poem.
Okie dokie. And here we have it, Collateral Hearts by Jessica C. Wheeler. And it's my turn to read. Here we go, Jessica.
Oh, boy.
You were meant. Collateral Hearts. Fabulous title. To kindle flames on which a heart has yearned, one sets out on a quest to find great love. Each mountain climbed, no corner left unturned, from deepest seas to endless skies above. Like sunlight piercing through a clouded sky, true love awakens what was cold and still, finds its nest where deepest passions lie, in spaces longing for true love to fill. Yet in the strongest bonds a fragile chance, should love be found then lost, one must accept, a void to reach the depths of its expanse, is left within the space of love once kept. To seek a love so deep, one risks its cost, a price to match the weight of love, if lost. End poem.
Oh my, what a beautiful read. I really enjoyed this, you reading Katie, Jessica's poem. And I would like to know what you thought about Jessica's poem, Gray.
Yeah, I thought it was beautiful. I mean, you know, risk equals reward, and reward equals risk. So, you know, to seek a love so deep, one risks its cost, the price to match the weight of love if lost. You know, you build a mountain of love, and then when that's lost, it becomes a gully of loss. So, you know, take that risk and climb that mountain of love to the heavens above. So I thought it was beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Great. Wonderful comment. What I love is about poetry that makes me think. You know, and with this, you know, I was just thinking about where she, in her middle stanza, like sunlight piercing through a clouded sky, true love awakens what was cold and still. And that's true. When we start seeing other humans as other human beings and treat them with love and respect, I do believe that that sunlight pierces that coldness and starts to warm our thoughts and our beliefs and our heart. And then she, her next two lines, it finds its nest where deepest passions lie, in spaces longing for true love to fill. You know, and, you know, when you love life and you love humanity, and I do believe that it's just one baby step and the next baby step, and it's amazing how much just respecting life and, you know, Mother Earth and her animals and her terrain and other human beings, what a wonderful place that could be for us and how much it could change us. So I thought this was beautifully written. And Katie, you did a beautiful read of Jessica Wheeler's poem. I would love to know your thoughts.
Thank you. I was just hopeful that I wouldn't stumble, so I'm glad I didn't. Yes, because it was beautifully written and from the heart, which is a wonderful thing, isn't it? I believe there must be some point in life where we lose our lust for power and money and wake up to what we're missing. And it will happen. It will happen eventually. So his dream will come true. And I thought this was just beautiful. And the last two lines, to seek a love so deep, one risks its cost, a price to match the weight of love if lost. And that, you know, that's it. Mm-hmm. You cannot put a price on love. Well, thank you for sharing that with us, Jessica. It was beautiful.
Thank you, Miss Caney. And wonderful comment. and we are ready for our next poem.
Right, we have. We'll spell it out by poetically written. Now, do you feel up to reading this one, Lulu?
I will try.
Okay.
I will try, and if I can't, I will try, and if I can't, carry on for me, please. I hear noise in the background.
Yeah, I hear somebody shouting something.
Yeah, somebody was yelling. Is everything okay? All right. It could have been the TV. We'll spell it out by politically written. Prompt. There can be no deep disappointment where there is not deep love. Let's start with love. No time for breaks. Let's see how many hearts will break. Let's see how many times we'll take, how many times we've seen the fake. A gift of love is life itself. It's not a taken place to shelf. It's not a hit below the belt. Let's count the time we felt it dealt. Push to pull, we aim to lose. So now I guess you're more confused. Without a hit, a heart can bruise. Careful when you pick and choose. When words are fake, pretend more broke. Is that the things we need the most? Is that the things we'll see in ghost? You'll need to block to hide your post. If only Dr. King could tell what's deep inside his thoughts as well. We'll find in life we're just a shell, an empty space for things to dwell. We base our lives on wishing well. End poem. What a fantastic poem by politically written. I would like to know your thoughts on this poem, Gray.
Well, I like the flow and rhyme. You know, it's it captures what love is and what it isn't. And I thought that was great. So a fantastic write on the subject of love.
Thank you, Gray. And Katie, what did you think of politically written's poem?
Yes, I thought it was very well done. I thought it was straight to the point. We do need all of these things. Let's start with love, though. That would be a good idea. I thought it was very well thought out, too. It got a lovely flow to it, and a lovely read, too. Very enjoyable. But, yeah, we've got that part of our lives that we have to try and do something with other than destroy everything. So I think that's well put. So thank you for sharing that with us. Thank you.
Agreed. And what I enjoyed about his poem is that, you know, it asks us to question ourselves. You know, because if we do not question our beliefs or at times things that we're taught, which there's nothing wrong with questioning something when you're trying to find a deeper answer and dig deeper to what we think about or what we believe. And, you know, why would we want to break somebody else's heart because of the only difference is our skin? We are 99.90% all the same. The only, and I've said this before, the only difference in each one of us is 0.10% extra pigment. That's it. That's it. One has more pigment or less than the other. That is the only difference. And, you know, and what is it that, you know, when we look at our life and how it is, you know, like he brings back here, with a hit, a heart can bruise. Careful when you pick and choose, you know, for us to be careful and think about not only our thoughts, but also how we treat other human beings. And I thought this was wonderfully rhymed. It was thoroughly enjoyable, politically written. And it was a pleasure to read your poem. And we are ready for our next one.
Okay. Next one coming up. It is Truth and Love by Ed Ostrom. And Gray, if you could give us a read for us, please.
Sure, you betcha. Truth and Love by Ed Austin. In this world, scarred by the darkness of hate, inroads of truth and my love may we strive to create. Unarmed truth and unconditional love we need. In humble prayer for this we diligently plead. For in life with truth and love we must deal. The joy of peace we long to see daily revealed. Let the truth of love now here be spawned in each heart. A sense of serenity in this dark world now in part. In our world today, may we come to truly find a sense of loving, tranquility, sublime. May hatred and selfishness, we sincerely pray, be pushed back by truth and love on life's winding pathway. With Martin Luther King, we now declare our truth and love with others we seek here to share. May sweet peace in human hearts begin here to flow. Lord, on this wondrous, rich blessing, come now, bestow. End poem.
Well, fabulous read, Gray Eyes, of Ed Ostrom's poem. I really enjoyed it. And Miss Katie, what did you think of his poem, Truth and Love?
Well, that's it, exactly. That says it all, doesn't it? Truth and love. That's all we need. We could heal this poor, scarred world that we have. But, well, it will happen. I keep saying it will happen. And this is a beautiful tribute to what Martin Luther King, you know, was living and teaching and thinking about. Brilliant. You see, I can't quite understand the hypocrisy of having any problem, as you say, with the color of anyone's skin. We, you know, people pay lots of money to go out to the sun and sunbathe and become dark brown. That's what they want. And so nobody says a thing about that. And that's what I can't stand. I can't stand that hypocrisy. It's terrible. But again, that's life as we know it. So again, Ed Ostrom, thank you so much for that. It was beautifully written and I enjoyed it very much.
Thank you. I enjoyed your comment very much too. You know, it's just, like you said, it's just simple common sense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I really liked where he said in his third stanza, in our world today, may we come to truly find a sense of loving tranquility sublime. May hatred and selfishness, we sincerely pray, be pushed back by truth and love on life's winding pathway. You know, and I do believe that, you know, everybody deserves to be treated with decency. I believe that, you know, it has a domino effect. You know, once we show that we are capable of love, and, you know, to me, it just, you know, doesn't matter. what color somebody is, what matters to me is how you treat other human beings. And Gray, I'm going to let you comment and I will be back. I need to go cough.
Okay, babe.
Okay. Yeah, I thought it was beautiful. I mean, you know, there's so much truth in his words and, you know, love is what guides the human spirit, I think. And, you know, unfortunately, I guess the opposite of that is hate, which also has to be fought and won over, which has to be won against, you know. Hatred is, it's a sickness in man and, you know, it needs to be obliterated as far as I'm concerned. There's no need for hate in this world. And I thought he shared that quite brilliantly in his poem. So excellent, right? With a fantastic sentiment throughout.
Wow, Gray, that was a fabulous comment. It was thoughtful and, you know, saying that hate is a disease, you know? Fabulous. Fabulous comment. I enjoyed your take. And
thank you.
Miss Katie, we are ready for our next MLK poem.
Okie dokie. We have Finding Love by Talia R7. And I will give this one a read. Loving you is like a breath of fresh air. I can't concentrate whenever you're near. In this our space, you and I become so rare. Our magic will last throughout eternity. as we partake in this blissful encounter. Your eyes and your smile shows me something much brighter. I want you, I need you, I want to be free. Your love has me bound, and this is profound. I can't comprehend needing you so much. I get so excited from feeling your touch. I believe I love better when you're around. My body feels better, my heart knows no bound. I love you, my darling, I'm on holy ground. Life is our rose, I will recite you a prose. End poem.
You know, that was such a beautiful read, Katie. And you know, from Talia R7, finding love, you know. And I believe that when you love somebody, regardless of their eye color, their hair color, or their skin color, or even if they are disabled, you know, that you're allowed to breathe as a human being. And I believe that when you love like this, no matter what color the other person is, you infuse them with love. And, you know, that is something that people can see. You know, that can be seen in public. It can be seen by family and other members, that you can love somebody no matter what. She says, you know, bring it right here. Your love as me bound, and this is profound. And you can find that type of profound and leave us to express that through eternity, to love somebody no matter what. Lovely poem, lovely read. Gray Eyes, what did you think?
Yeah, I mean, she captures my belief in love, that it's magic and will last throughout eternity. You know, it's ethereal. It's cosmic. You know, the connection is so deep and profound that you can feel the pain when your love is in pain from across the universe, is my belief. So you pick up the phone and you call them and you see them, and, you know, the connection is just so deep that it's ethereal, which is a beautiful thing.
Great.
And I believe that's the truth, anyway, in my opinion. But it was a beautiful write and an excellent read, Katie.
Thank you, Greg. And Miss Katie, you did such a lovely read of Talia's poem. I would like to know your thoughts.
Again, we have another beautiful piece of poetry to enjoy. Really full of heartfelt love, which, we all need. I mean, I'm a firm believer in Mr. Right, but if I can't get him, Mr. Right now will do. That's my philosophy. Yeah, which nobody else agrees
so
with, I'm sure. Anyway, this is lovely. If you can have that love around you to hold you up, to hold you close, that would be wonderful. And I think it's what everybody wants. Beautifully written, Talia. I really enjoyed it. Thank you for sharing.
I agree. And we are ready for our next poem.
Diddly-diddy-ding. I have it. I've lost it. Oh, my goodness. I'll be with you in a moment. Okay, let's try this. What have I done with it? Oh, yes, we got it. We got it. Here is Do We Have Liftoff Today by Eric Svensson, and there is a SoundCloud.
All right, I'll get it back right now. Here we go.
Thank you.
Yep. Here we go.
Do we have lift off today? Daily poem supersede doctor's prescribed apple. Stealth bomber astute. Word missiles detect targets. Intention presses red button. On target, poetic plutonium nukes. Vanquishes dark zigzag. Zeitgeist crossing, rudimentary routing done during sleep, intention stated before body relinquish wakefulness, silver cord spirit goes walkabout, Aborigine style. Big Sky Spirits Library Intrigues. Night Schooling free of charge. Set the intention. Pose the question. Drift off. Do we have lift off? Lava lamp inside meshes colors. Free fall beyond self-imposed abyss. Glide within realms of pure spirit. Be Nemo in the cosmos. Deep dive pure energy. Imbibe freedom. Their thoughts manifest instantly. Word dynamos oscillate. Energy shaped accordingly. A plausible blueprint generated for the next day's wakefulness. What else is prayer but intention setting? What else is truth but unmanifested desire? What else is love but pure quantum energy pulling back its prodigal sons and daughters? Each human horseshoe heart is magnetized back, raked in through tumultuous planetary times to wakefulness, readiness to reach further, breach current planetary ignorance. Energy can never not exist, but it can change, be rearranged, become more compassionate, let go of judgment, disarm my blinkered, limited thinking. Sharp intellect sword becomes a proactive plowshare. Rake, scrape my horseshoe heart till unconditional love seeds its progressive progeny within each painful cellular memory. Do we have lift off today? End poem.
I have got to say, I so enjoy listening to Eric read his poetry and his voice. You know, he gave me so many thoughts here. You know, he was talking about the Aborigines, and you know, to let people know, it's just not prejudice comes in all forms. African American, Native American, being Oriental and having yellow skin, and at one time being Irish was just, you know, they were considered. They were looked at as lower class too, also. And in fact, if you read the history, there is some, you know, thoughts that they were treated just as bad as the African Americans during slavery. The Aborigines, there's just so much. People just find a reason to hate. It just seems like, you know, like they were bringing out children, don't see children in color. Adults are the ones that separate us in different colors. Because children don't see colors, just like a bee doesn't care what color the flower it goes to get nectar. It goes for the sweets. And this is the same thing. We as human beings can be sweet as for each other. In his first line, he says, daily poem supersedes doctor's prescribed apple. You know, hello, people. I mean, if we could just give everybody a prescription for what ails them, especially looking down on other people for the races or what society they come in, or not living on the rich side and living on the other side of the railroad, you know, having that mentality. And then he brings out in towards his lower stanza, energy can never not exist, but it can change. be rearranged. We can rearrange ourselves and our thoughts. And then he goes on, become more compassionate. Let go of judgments. Can you imagine what the world would be like if we would use this type of mentality and we were able to teach it to others? And, you know, I mean, in school, I mean, they teach us in school, you know, at least when I was in school, you know, there was mechanics class. We learned how to work on cars, and there were sewing classes, and there was baking classes and history classes and spelling classes. How about humanity? Fabulous poem, Eric. You got me all wired up again. I'm going to go run on my little wheel for a minute while you guys comment. And what did you think of this poem, Katie?
Well, I think you said, oh, my darling, it really is a fabulous write. And as you say, the way he reads his own words is quite, it's like dynamite, you know, it just hits you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he really, I love the way he accentuates specific parts when he talks, and you can then see what he means by what he writes, because he's telling you in the intonation. Beautifully done. But I did love Big Sky Spirits, Library Intrigues, Night Schooling Free of Charge. Set the intention, pose the question, drift off. So clever. Yes. Well done. I really enjoyed that so much, Eric.
Thank you, Katie. Wonderful comment. And how about you, Gray?
Yeah, you know, I thought he did a fantastic read on his poem. You know, I really enjoyed the metaphors in it and the wordplay. Do we have liftoff, lava lamp, insight, meshes, colors, free fall beyond self-impressed abyss, glide within realms of pure spirit, be Nemo in the cosmos, deep dive, pure energy, imbibe freedom. Their thoughts manifest instantly. Words, dynamos oscillate, energy shaped accordingly. A plausible blueprint generated for the next day's wakefulness. You know, it's definitely a deep spiritual poem on the subject of unconditional love and the beauty that is created by that unconditional love. So, yeah, beautiful, right? And a fantastic read as well.
Thank you, Gray Eyes. And thank you, Eric. And we are ready for our next poem.
Okay. Next we have We by Hi, Ken, and I will give this one a read. I'll give this a read and let your throat have a bit of a rest, and then you can do the next one going around, okay? Because I can hear it's getting difficult. So we have We by I, Ken. United we stand, divided we fall. This unarmed truth meant for us all. And that's what was meant when duty was called to go fight for this country, to protect us all, to be free, we. End poem. I didn't realize it was so short. Sorry.
The brevity.
Oh, my.
I really enjoyed this brevity by I. Kane, and I loved the zest that you read it with Katie. You know, because she's talking about we. You know, when there's a war, every person of every race goes to fight for their country. And, you know, and it is so true. If you can find the unity to fight as a unit, the stronger the unit is. And I really love the passion that she wrote her poem, I Came Dead, or him, I'm not too sure. You know, but it is true. To be free, we all need to protect each other. Excellent poem and excellent brevity. What did you think of the poem, Gray Eyes?
Well, first off, it reminds me of the Judas Priest song called United We Stand and Divided We Fall. But, you know, that's what was going through my head when I heard this first line, United We Stand, Divided We Fall. it is the truth, you know. I mean, we need to stand up and fight for our freedom, and, you know. So I thought it was wonderful, had a beautiful sentiment to it throughout. So excellent gravity.
Thank you.
Great reading.
And you know what's funny? Katie's calling from Scotland, and Gray's calling from Canada, and I am so enjoying your thoughts on Martin Luther King. What did you think, Katie, of the poem you just read?
I thought it was full of brevity, so much in it. I just, I envy anybody who can put all of their thoughts into so few words. And it's there, isn't it? United we stand, divided we fall. That's true. It's been proved war after war after war. If we stay together, we have the strength of many. And if we don't, our walls are breached. And that is that. I mean, you think
that
of all the
true.
Different places. Yeah, I mean, if I think of somewhere like Malta that has been fought over and conquered so many times throughout its history, only because of its location. And they had an awful lot to fight for and fight against. So I thought this was really well written, and I really enjoyed it, the thought behind it. So thank you for sharing, I Kane. Hello?
Oh, Lee, you must be
No, I'm still here.
You must be coughing. Oh, okay.
No, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Yeah.
It was just a blank page. So I was finished.
I was talking, sorry. Thank you, Katie. Excellent comment. And we're ready for our next poem.
And next we have...
And just to let you know, Francisco is in our group. He can't call due to the weather conditions. You know, please be safe out there. And he is from Spain. So I did not want to forget him.
Okay. We won't forget you. How could we forget you, Frank? For goodness sake, man. Never happened. I can't actually keep an eye on the board as much as I'd like to because I get lost. I forget what I'm doing. So sorry, Frank. I will put a few comments up, I promise. But I don't want to get lose myself in the poetry again. I do it too often. Okay. Next we have Truth and Love by Max 29 and Gray. Could you give this a read for us, please?
Sure, you betcha. Truth and Love by Matt 29. It's based on quote number 2. I believe that unarmed truth and unconditional love will have the final word in reality. Love is a very strong, powerful emotional feeling where neither happiness or sadness find sanctuary. Instead, being given a pass to stay on love's shore, enabling the wheels of emotion to be experienced, whilst truth hangs in the wings, waiting for its call, leaping forth ready to strike at the core of love, crushing all hopes of love being straightforward, unleashing secrets and details of foul composts. Now, sprouting forth once more from the discarded, finding strength and vitality from the thistle's deception. Now truth has love in its grasp and unwields disgust, causing love to become unbalanced and transformed and home.
And this is another beautiful write by Matt Roberts. You know, I really enjoyed that last line, but it's the second stanza, you know, that is just deeply powerful. Whilst truth hangs in the wings waiting for its call, leaping forth ready to strike at the core of love, crushing all hopes of love being straightforward, unleashing secrets and details of foul composites. You know, I don't know if you've ever experienced somebody that has lost their temper and is screaming horrible words, spewing words at another person. What this does to them, not only do you crush them with vile remarks due to racial profiling, you know, it's just, you know, it sticks in their head and they don't forget. you know, and you know, to me, he caught that out that, you know, because sometimes you can't tell if somebody's prejudiced until something happens. And then all of a sudden, all these horrific words spew to me, potty mouth, out of their mouth. And then you find out what is deep inside their heart. You know, at the same token, the person that's being verbally abused, you crush them. You crush their spirit and make them think that they're less of a person instead of trying to build up society with strong beliefs and strong hopes. And in his last sentence, causing love to become unbalanced and transformed, you know. And I do believe, you know, just when you treat other people with respect, sometimes they're surprised because of how you treat them. But that's besides the point. It is the core of who you are. And I think that the core could shine forth brightly if everybody would be more uplifting and encouraging to everybody that they meet. And I thought this was a fabulous poem by Matt and just a fabulous read. Gray Eyes, what did you think, Miss Katie?
Yeah. Oh, I was on mute, sorry. Yes, again, oh, we're so lucky with the people we have around us that they can write so well on any given subject, and this is just proof of that. I did love that first stanza. Love is a very strong, powerful, and emotional feeling where neither happiness or sadness find sanctuary. Instead, being given a pass to stay on love's shores, enabling the wheels of emotion to be experienced. It's true. You know, it really is true. We have to, we can't just walk away and give up. That's just not an option. We're not going to get a pass. We've got to stand there and we've got to be counted. It needs a strong, loud person at the forefront to make any kind of change. We need a wolf that sheep will follow. That's what we need. And hopefully one will come to the fore very soon. In the meantime, Matt, thank you so much for this write. It was lovely. Thank you.
Thank you, Katie. And what did you think, Gray?
Yeah, I thought it was wonderful, right? You know, he's got so much truth in his words, you know. Instead of being given a pass to stay on love's shores, enabling the wheels of emotion to be experienced, you know, actually it says where neither happiness or sadness find sanctuary. It's the truth, you know. You need to be on even keel throughout love to stop those demons from taking over your love. And, you know, because, I mean, so many insecurities humans have with themselves and the world around them that, you know, it ends up costing their love. And I thought it was a wonderful, thought-provoking write, very insightful and intriguing throughout. So fantastic write, and it was a pleasure to read it.
Thank you, Greg. Excellent comment. And have you looked to see if we have any callers?
I have, yes. No, we don't. Oh, yes, we do. Hold on.
Oh, hello.
Hello, area code 703. Who's calling?
Hi, this is Zach Schneller. I just called in. I'm part of the poetry group. Hi. On All Poetry, that is. I just tuned in.
Hi, Zach. How you doing?
Okay, great.
Hi.
Would you like to comment on the last poem that was read by Gray?
It was lovely.
Written by Matt?
It was lovely, yeah. It put in my head a lot of the things that was going, that's just going on today, and I'm just trying to add something to the dialogue if I can. Hearing the voice,
thank you.
Your voice, and yeah.
Keep going, go ahead.
Oh, no, you're fine.
Okay, all right, well.
Yeah.
Thank you. And we're ready for our next poem, Miss Katie?
Okay, our next poem is For the Love of Dr. Martin Luther King by Sea Glass. And Lulu, do you think you could read this one, please?
It would be my honor. For the Love of Dr. Martin Luther King by Sea Glass. His words of truth and love fell like rain after drought, crested sea waves and plunged ocean depths, dusting mountain peaks when they fluttered as snow, and in the morning sun rays, his words shone gold. His call for equality and release from poverty rode highways and byways, climbed sheer mountain pathways. It rang through towns and cities and dirty street alleys, knocking doors of the rich and poor. His words swirled in a breeze that circled the earth and still echoed across the shores. Let us stand together with truth of purpose. Link our arms in unity and remember the sacrifice of Dr. Martin Luther King. He gave his life for the people of the world who he loved without condition. End poem. And Gray Eyes, would you like to do the comments, please?
Sure. I'm sorry, what's your caller? What's the last caller? Your name?
Oh, my name?
Yeah.
Or Zach.
Zach, okay. Zach, what did you think of the poem?
The poem that was just read, oh, man. It reminded me of the ocean, just the calming. Like, I know it was Martin Luther King, but it was so calming. Like, the imagery just reminded me of the ocean. And just, like, what is that one song? It's like, Lauryn Hill. Like, she has, like, the sand and the water, and I don't know, it's very resonant. It reminds me of that, but I loved it.
Thank you, Zach. Great comment. And Weaver,
thank
what
you.
Are your thoughts? Absolutely.
Yes, definitely beautiful. The only word for it. Oh, been so lucky tonight with what we have to look at and listen to. And I love that title. I mean, that just basically gives you all of it together. His words of truth and love. We are very lucky to have the kind of people that we have in our history who have been able to make change and help other people. So we just need more to come to the... I've said it before, we need more. But this is beautifully written. And it really flowed. And it really did flow. So, yeah. Very good. Thank you, Sea Glass, for sharing.
Absolutely, yeah. You know, what I loved about the poem is the way it captured, the way his words swirled the earth and, you know, captured the hearts and the minds of the whole world, really. And, you know, his death was the sacrifice, which is, you know, very painful. But, you know, he stood for what he believed in. And, you know, it says in his author's notes that, for me, Martin Luther King was one of the greatest men to have lived alongside Gandhi. Both are saints. And I agree with that sentiment. So, fantastic, right? And I appreciate you sharing that, Sea Glass. Lee, what did you think?
You know, I really thought that her poem was so liquid. You know, the ocean... For many people, just to listen to the waves, like Zach was bringing out, has the ability to alter our chemistry and make us feel better. You know, to me, is you know, it's you know, being loved, you know, going into the ocean. You know, he was an inspiring man. Her poem was beautifully written. It just reminded me so much, it just like her name, you know, where, you know, he delivered this speech and, you know, that he had a dream that we could all learn to live with one another And I thought that she brought that out so beautifully. Not to repeat the reading of her stanza again, but just that opening stanza. His words of truth and love felt like rain after a drought. Can you imagine how many people, how they felt when they finally heard somebody speaking out against racism? And, you know, and then it wasn't just that, you know, for him, to, for all of us to love each other. And then she goes, created sea waves and plunged ocean depths. And I, and that's so true. This was an absolutely gorgeous poem by T. Gladys. Okay.
It's like it became a flood.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Agreed. Okay, Miss Katie, we're back to you for our next poem.
Thank you. If I could just ask, before I do it, Zach, would you feel able to read one of the pieces of poetry, or would you rather not?
I don't have them in front of me, I'm sorry.
No, that's okay.
I'm just listening to them.
Okay, no problem. I just wanted to ask. I didn't want to leave you out. Okay, no. I'm going to read this one.
But what's your profile name?
My profile name?
No, Zach's.
Oh, my name. Oh. It's a pen name. It's kind of strange. Harmo Neurotica.
Oh! I know who you is now.
Yeah, now you know.
Are you in late night poetry, Zach?
Am I? Oh, no. I don't know if I am.
Okay,
I will
send you an invite.
Okay. Thank you.
What I can do is, if you would give me a chance,
sure,
I will, would you like to help us read our poems?
Sure.
Or you just want to listen and comment?
Well, I think listen and comment, because I don't have the poem up in front of me, but I think listening and commenting, yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Oh, yeah, I'm so happy to hear your voice.
Likewise. Put a,
so
a voice to the name.
Okay. Go ahead. Assign the reader. Miss Katie?
This is my turn to read, and this is Where I Am Loved by Avelina. I've often wondered into the night, when I looked at the stars in the sky, how everything fits into my world. What is my purpose? I have never been able to enjoy my life. I have had moments of happiness. I have had moments of excitement. But all my life, I have worried about the sins and scars and hearts of others. And when I'm not worrying about that, I am daydreaming like no other. In my mind, I have been a queen, an actress, a singer, a poet, someone is loved and adored, someone desired. This is not for pity, mind you. This is how some people cope with trauma. I have soared over the steps of constellations, climbed the highest peaks and the highest mountains in the coldest weather. I have swam with dolphins. And I sat with gorillas and earned their trust. I have fed starving children and held the hands of the dying to help bring peace in their final moments. Because the reality is, I love so many that I am no one to so many. So I live in a world in my head where I am loved. End poem.
Oh my goodness. She says here in her author's notes, that this is based on a true story. This is absolutely beautiful. You know, there are those, and this is true, they care for those and others and Mother Nature, regardless of any type of judgment. You know, to do this, you know, I've done several of these things. That's why I worked in the hospital, where I can experience so many different things and do so many things for other people because being that type of person, a caretaker, an empath, you feel other people's pain so deeply. The suffering of what animals go through, what children go through. And, you know, it's deeply painful. And sometimes it is not always repaid back, but you're not looking for repayment. None of us, I feel, at, you know, especially with the group of people that I'm associated with, do we not feel the pain of others and do not look to be paid back for what we give. And if the world was more like that, we would be a better place to live.
Oh, babe.
You did a beautiful read on this. And I would like to know your comment on what Adelina wrote, Miss Katie.
Are you okay, my darling? I know it hurts anything like this. When you steep yourself in other people's lives, there will be happiness and excitement, but there will be pain and there'll be sorrows and there'll be people worrying about tomorrow. So I suppose living in your own mind could be preferable. But I think we'd miss a lot. We'd miss a great deal of life, adventures, if we didn't get ourselves out there and live that life. I hide. I mean, I'm terrible. I hide away from everybody. I'm a loner. I can count on my one hand how many friends I've got, but that's just me. I don't need other people. And we are all different is what I'm trying to say. We, you know, some people need a lot of attention and time and other people don't. And so,
I think I understand.
What, darling?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah.
I think I get it. I isolate too.
Do you?
But you know, even if you isolate yourself, even when you see somebody else's pain, I've seen you reach out, Katie. I've seen Gray reach out. I've seen you reach out, Harmo. You know, we may isolate ourselves, but even in isolation, we will pull ourselves out of our uncomfortableness to put a hand on somebody or to help somebody else.
So I agree. I love people. I really do. I have nothing against anybody, but I am just not very comfortable out there. I'm happier. I can go a whole day without talking. Simple as that. That's just why. But I have my outlets. I have you lovely people. So who could ask for more than that? So, I enjoyed it very much, Ambelina. Thank you for sharing that with us.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. And Gray Eyes, I'd like to know what you thought.
Yeah, I mean,
Gray?
I think that, hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you now.
Okay. I really enjoyed this, you know. I mean, it was introspective. It was thoughtful, you know. And I appreciate her sharing who she is, you know, because, I mean, so many people can relate to this, you know, this wanting to be loved, wanting to be adored. And in my mind, I'd be a queen, an actress, a singer, a poet, someone who is loved and adored, someone desired. And it's not pity. It's just how some people cope with trauma. You know, so you go into the fantasy of your mind, which is, you know, where you swam with dolphins and sat with gorillas and earned their trust, you know, fed starving children, held the hands of dying to bring peace to their in their final moments. Which just shows who her beautiful spirit. And, you know, I followed her because of this poem just now. So it was very engaging and thought-filled. So excellent write and fabulous read as well.
Thank you, Gray. And Zach, what did you think?
Oh, I loved it. I thought the words were so sharp. It felt like it was etched, and that the scenes that were presented were so lived in that it felt like the speaker was living past lives almost as a caretaker.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
So many memories.
Yes. Yes. You know, and sometimes, you know, I think as poets, we tend to live in our heads.
So, yeah.
Thank you.
I think so. I mean, I can count, you know, my friends on one hand as well.
So, is one of those fingers me?
Yeah, of course it is. And Weaver. And Phil.
Yeah. Well, you know, Phil and Daniel and Pam and, you know, that's sometimes we think we're a loner, but when I've noticed that, you know, since, you know, COVID and since I stay at home more, my friends, my poetic friends that I've become very close to, it's because I get to hear you comment. I get to hear what you think. You give me your expressions, your thoughts. I get to read your work. So, you know, in some ways we are a lot closer because we read the ink that we bleed from our fingers. So, yes, that's
yeah,
the answer.
Fair enough.
Yeah, and good. Robbie showed up in the group. Yay, Robbie.
Hey, Robbie. Hey, Robbie.
And so we're ready for our next poem.
Okay. I just wanted to say about you know, being a loner. I think the thing about that is it's having control. You can switch off and go away and then come back. That's maybe a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you wrote up. Let's get on. This is Ebony Tree by Kinaski.
I have to ask you, Katie, just to be smart. So if I'm talking to you much and you don't want to listen to me, you just turn your computer off?
No.
No, I'm just joking, girlfriend.
Yeah.
No. No. I mean, what, this is 3 o'clock in the morning or 4:15 in the morning. So, I mean, what else would I be doing with speaking to my most favorite people in the whole world? It's only just, you know, when I, anyway, I put myself in a great big hole there, didn't I? I'm trying to get myself out. Oh, well, that'll teach me. Okay, we have Ebony Tree by Chinaski, and There Is a Sound Cloud. If Ray could play that, please.
Sure.
Ebony tree with one glimmer of hope, dressed with sun, and we removed shadows, approaching horizon, union with ocean swells, trough crest, windswept, abandoned, baptized into dawn, beautiful ornaments, nourishing humanity, kissing shores of a promised land.
What a beautiful poem by Chinaski and a SoundCloud. I really enjoyed it. I would love to know what you thought about this poem, Miss Katie.
Well, I don't think his voice could get much deeper, do you? Wonderful. I really enjoyed this. Short, but shall we say short and sweet. Beautifully done. And he wrote to the quote, "Darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that." Yeah, perfectly said. So yeah, we can see that. He windswept, abandoned, baptized into dawn, beautiful ornaments, nourishing humanity, kissing shores of a promised land. Yes, lead me to that promised land. Please do. I'm with you. I'm behind you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well done. I really enjoyed that. Very well read and most enjoyable piece of poetry. Thank you for sharing.
And Zach, I would like to know your thoughts on Chinaski's poem.
Okay. Yeah, it was cool. It was like a sublime landscape of an ocean, like a gothic ocean more like, and it's just, I could see it just choppy and swelling.
Mm-hmm. Excellent take. Thank you. Yes, it was. Excellent comment, Zach. And what did you think, Gray Eyes?
Yeah, he did a fantastic read on his poem. But, you know, I like the picture that he chose for his poem, Ebony Tree with One Glimmer of Hope, Dressed with the Sun, and we remove shadows approaching the horizon. And I don't know, you know, it's got its own unique voice, but it speaks so well to the message that Martin Luther King shared with the world. And I thought it was beautifully written and a fantastic read. So thank you for sharing, Tomaski.
Agreed. You know, I really enjoyed his imagery in here. You know, I was looking at his author's notes. I mean, not his author's notes, but comments that he was making to people that were telling him how wonderful and beautiful his poem was. And he says that not only did he remember when Martin Luther King, you know, died, and that he says that if, oh God, just a second, my computer's messing up, but it says that if we could bring him back in his spirit in today's world. You know, I've been looking at the politics of what's been going on lately, and it seems like all that we're moving back. We're not progressing forward. We're starting to fall back into those dark ages. And to me, that's very frightening. And, you know, he brings out that this love that we share with each other is a beautiful ornament, nourishing humanity, kissing shores of a promised land. And, you know, that is, I don't want to live in this, yeah, I wish you could see his picture, and, you know, that the tree looks like it's dead, and it's in like a desert terrain, because just like plants need to be nourished and trees need to be nourished, we as human beings need to be nourished also, and it depends what we put in that water. Do we put it with poison where it kills everything, or do we nourish it to flourish? So I thought this was a beautiful poem by Chinowski. And we are ready for our next poem.
Okay. We have To Find the Truth, I'll Lay My Stick Down by Puddle 33. And this has a SoundCloud. Gray, if you could find that, please.
Okay, sure. Puddles, okay, here we go.
To Find the Truth, I Lay My Stick Down by Barb Christie. In this world I am blind. Hands paw the night to feel for obstacles. Use a stick to click, clack upon the ground. To find and learn my place. To feel the presence of others and the space they occupy. Click, clack, thud. My blindness finds and defines another whose shape, in my mind, is formed not by any reality, but by my limitation to know and understand the who they see themselves to be, and to hear and grasp their truth. Something in me calls my blindness whore. I buy and sell darkness to sate my desire to be the sole center of my universe, a place where the light would blind my ignorance. A place where I fear discomfort and change. A reality where my truth is the only truth. A stick with thorns that maims and tears and calls you brother while I click and clack and whack. Ah, but eyes that cannot see create ears that hear heartbeats. I am surrounded by heartbeats. They pulse like mine. They push blood like mine. Fuel life like mine. I lay my stick down and slide feet across cement until hands press against the spirit of another. With timid fingers, I trace features and contours, lay my palm on chest to feel the thump, 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 thump that unites and connects. And in that moment, my truth is disarmed to embrace the universal truth, that truly seeing another comes from feeling the shape of their heart, not the color or condition of its container. And that love, unconditional love, litters the ground with sticks.
What a fabulous poem and recording by Puddles 33. It was my first time to read her poetry and to listen to it. And I'm really deeply impressed. So let's get her some comments. Zach, what did you think of Puddles' poem?
I loved especially the click clack refrain because it, to me, reminded me of, like, the speaker becoming familiar with their surroundings and, like, centering themselves in a way, just to, because it seems so, that environment just seems so like there's a lot going on. You need to kind of just take a moment and breathe because the empire thing, it's just so intense.
Agreed.
And you hear the heartbeats and everything.
Mm-hmm. Well said. Wonderful comment, Zach. And what did you think about this poem, Miss Katie?
Yes. I can't even imagine. Use a stick to click-clack around it. It must be a horrible feeling. But then, you know, blindness does give something else as well. Not just losing something, but gaining something. Something in me calls my blindness whore. I buy and sell darkness to sate my desire, to be the sole center of my universe. So yeah, you can use that as, I don't know, as a tool, as a bargaining tool, as a guilt trip thing, I don't know.
Mm.
But I just, I really think this is a very well written. I would like to read it again later to get more from it.
Mm-hmm.
By and large, wonderfully written in a wonderful SoundCloud. So thank you for sharing.
Thank you so much for your comment, Katie. Excellent comment. And Gray Eyes, what did you think?
Yeah, you know, I thought it was beautiful. I really enjoyed it. You know, I like the, you know, in this world I am blind, hands paw the night to feel for obstacles. Use a stick to click clack upon the ground to find and learn my place, to feel the presence of others and the space they occupy. Click clack thud. My blindness finds another whose shape in my mind is formed not by any reality but by my limitations, to know and understand the who they see themselves to be and to hear and grasp their truth. You know, when you really close your eyes and feel the world around you, it takes you into a different reality, which is much more brighter and more beautiful, I think, in my opinion. But, you know, also scary at the same time because you never know what you're going to come across. But I thought it was beautiful. You know, it really is hard-hitting and impactful. So it was a great write and a fabulous read.
Yeah, you know, I thought this was brilliantly thoughtful. I enjoyed her powerful imagery in making us want to think. You know, one of the things, and I have said this several times on this show, is that if we were all blind and we couldn't see color judged by our actions and the things that we did and said, and I thought she brought that out so brilliantly here where she says in her last stanza, I trace features and contours, lay my palm on the chest to feel the thump, 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 thump. You know, the beating heart of another person without looking at, you know, looking at them and their condition and their heart. Because she says this unites and it connects. And in that moment, my truth is disarmed to embrace the universal truth that truly seeing another comes from feeling the shape of their heart, not the color or condition of its container. And that love, unconditional love, litters the ground with sticks. Deeply powerful, deeply enjoyable. I really enjoyed listening to her read and write. It was my first time again. I said that, but I'll say it again. Okay, we're ready for our next Martin Luther King poem. Miss Katie?
Okay. Now, I just wanted to know, I've left out the people who were supposedly going to call in.
Okay.
But would you like me to get them read now or...
Let me go. I mean, I had issues with posting the poem link from the contest. Every time I posted it, it erased it. I did it at least 12 times, hoping, putting them up and down and around and all over the place, hoping that, okay, now Jody said he wanted to call in and read, so I don't want to take his poem. We have one by, let me get it, because I don't know if you refresh your page, Katie. Let me get it. There's one by KBEY-K that hasn't been read, and Guilty, which, and then Jesna Sajan also hasn't been read, and Wild. So I don't know if you refresh your page, you might be able to see them now.
Okay, well, I've got Guilty ready to go. I just wanted to know if you wanted me to go back and do any of the ones that were calling in. But that's fine.
No, because no.
I understand.
Because they didn't give us permission. But we got the first poem on top, Mai Sai Ulo Di Dioin. And sorry if I mispronounced that. Yeah, we got like about four poems that haven't been read yet.
Yeah, I know. I just wanted to check with you. That's fine. We're all set to go then.
Okay.
Oh, where have I put you? Hang on. She's gone. So I don't worry about it. There we are. I've got Guilty's poem ready to go.
And just let me know if you need any help.
No, I'm fine. I'm absolutely fine. I just wanted to check. I generally don't put out the ones that were going to be read by somebody. I generally don't put them.
Yeah.
I wasn't very sure which one you said. Okay. So we've got Guilty. And if you'd like to give this a review, that would be great.
Who did you ask to read?
You, if you could, please.
Okay,
you.
Yes, I can. Okay, thank you. We have a poem titled Now by Guilty. There is no more urgent time than now. There is no deeper love than love which comes within the wells of discomfort. There is no enemy unworthy of love. There is no sacrifice when you are free. Let history judge us. By our power of love, hate divides and conquers men, enslaved in the shackles of fear. Now is the time to become the people of our dreams. Not tomorrow, now. End poem. Ooh, what a fabulous poem by Guilty. What did you think, Zach?
It felt like, I don't want to be too presumptuous, but it felt like almost like a call to like arms, or not arms, but like a revolution. It got me going a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, you could like feel it.
Mm-hmm.
Feel something new happening.
Agreed. The electricity, the emotions are in there for us to change now. I agree with you. Great comment. And Miss Katie, what did you think?
Yes, that was a great observation, Zach. I like that.
Thank you.
It is. And I'm behind anybody who's going to step up and kick a few ankles. I'm in there. I'm only 4'10", so that's the highest I can reach.
Oh, you're little like my mom.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, actually, I'm 4'10" because I lost an inch the last time I got my operation on my back. So I keep forgetting I'm 4'10", the world's tallest dwarf. That's me. Okay. Guilty. Yes. There is no deeper love than love which comes within the wells of discomfort. Yes, it's easy to be. You know, to love when there isn't any pain or discomfort or problems. That is an easy love. You need to still love when there are enemies and there's sacrifices to be made. But I love that. That philosophy is brilliant. Now is the time to become the people of our dreams, not tomorrow, now. Mm. Yay! Let's go! Up the rebels!
Excellent point. Thank you. And Grey Eyes, I would like to know your thoughts on Guilty's poem.
Well, I mean, you can feel the passion emanating through the poem, you know, of Martin Luther King's words and his, you know, his beliefs. And I thought he captured it beautifully, you know, with now is the time to become the people of our dreams, not tomorrow, now, which is just fantastic. It was an excellent poem and beautifully read.
Thank you, Gray. You know, what I love about his poem is that it there's an underlying energy to it. You know, like Zach and Katie and both of you brought out, that it's asking us to do something. You know, all of us can do something. All of us can make small changes. You know, and it like he brings out here, it's so easy to hate by just being unthoughtful, just, you know, just opening our mouth without thinking, you know, and I just still remember that little bunny on Bambi where, or it's the little skunk that says, if you can't say nothing nice, you know, at all, don't say nothing or something like that. If you can't say something nice, then don't say nothing nice at all. You know, don't say anything mean at all or something to that fact. You know, and you know, love is something that we can bloom in and is something we can become. And he says, it's not tomorrow, it's today. So do it now. Fabulous poem, Guilty. Excellent poem. And we are ready for our next poem, Miss Katie.
Okay, next poem we have is Be Happy by HBK. HBK, yeah, Gray. And Gray, could you read this for us, please?
Sure. Be happy where you are in your living. Oh, sorry. Be happy where you are in your living. You had a dream for which you lived so far. A utopia was your dream, an inaccessible Elysium. Your carved words on the rocks etched equality, equity everywhere from your symposiums. Later, let your dream come true, and hawks, black and white skin anyway, beside each other, in the bus, in the street, in the wharf, and everywhere. All equal human beings and wise, free, loving, smart, and creative, together for a better life. Likewise, developing nation and mutative, be happy where you are for your strive and poem.
Thank you, Gray Eyes, for reading that poem for HBK. I would love to know what you thought about this poem, Zach.
Okay. I liked how it seems to, like, encompass a lot. You have utopia and dreams and reality, and to provide so many parallels and with that is very hard to do in a short poem, I imagine, for perception.
Mm-hmm.
It's something.
Yeah, agreed. She packed it all in. Thank you, Zach.
Yeah.
And what did you think? Mm-hmm. And what did you think about the poem, Miss Katie?
Yes, definitely. Such a lot crammed in there. Wonderful, wonderful. Utopia. Yeah, well, you know, it's a dream. It's something to aim for. Unfortunately, at the moment, what we've got is dystopia, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
But you have this, you carved words on the rocks, echoed equality everywhere from your stones. Later, let your dream come true and hot black and white skin anyway beside each other in the bus. I still find it so difficult to believe how people can treat people. It's beyond belief how they're just not nice. It's probably just ignorance. It's probably because if you're not well traveled or you don't read a lot, you wouldn't understand the world that's out there. You're in your own little isolated area, and you know, nothing else really matters. So I can imagine that would be, people wouldn't want anybody different around because they are like pack animals, aren't they? They attack anything that's different. So very
mm-hmm.
well written. I like this a lot, and I will certainly be happy, HBK, and thank you for sharing.
Thank you. Excellent comment. You know, what I liked about her poem is, you know, utopia is something that we all dream about. And she brings this out. It says, "Your carved words on the rocks echoed equity everywhere from your symposium. Let your dreams come true." And you know what? Ray, why don't you comment? I'll be right back.
Okay, sure. You know, what I enjoyed about the poem was that, you know, this utopia, that this Elysium, it exists, you know. I believe it can be found and created through the combining of all life on Earth and letting go of your preconceived notions of who's the best, you know, in color of skin, you know, who's the best of anything. I mean, we're all created equal, so we are all the best.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what creates utopia and Elysium. So, yeah, beautiful, right? And it was a pleasure to read it.
Yeah, you know, and what I really liked was how she, thank you, Greg, for your comment. It was excellent. You know, finishing my comment, you know, just think about, think how you would feel if you could not drink from the same water fountain than somebody else of a different color. If you couldn't get on a bus, a taxi, a train, an airplane because of your color. You know, and, you know, it's just, you know, being separated at work, being separated in bathrooms, being segregated in schools, not being allowed to go to certain schools because of your color, to have your language taken away from you, yet to have your customs ripped away from your parents because of your race. In this society right now, it is unthinkable. But yet, if we do not keep moving forward, we will fall back into these dark ways. And so she brings out, be happy where you are for your stripe. So if you are moving forward and treating other humans with deep respect, then you're on the right foot path, and hopefully we can teach others. Okay, we're ready for our next poem.
Alrighty. I'm sorry, I'm here. I lost my mute button for a moment there. That's a bit scary. Oh, dear. Okay, The Force of Love by Destiny Sajang. And track of who's doing what here. Gray, could you read this, please?
Sure. Yeah. Okay. One second here. Here we go. So we have Jesna Sajan, The Force of Love. The Force of Love gushes his veins, spreading the vibes of love for humanity. Can love be split into fragments? For it would be selfishness, or possessiveness, or jealousy. The force of love has no measurements, for it is felt deep within, the force of humanity. For love has no border. We do not see walls between us. For love has no caste. We have life within us. The force of love has no color of supremacy. Why do we bring our beliefs to spread contempt or hate? For love has no judgment. We do not bring words to bleed. For love has no spitefulness. We do not have delusions. Someone brought in their rituals. Why should love take the soil, appealing the laws of intellect, of mysticism, and fanatics? The force of love has no barrier or religion. We are one in body and spirit, for humanity is our name. For love has no compartments of the aristocrat or the poor. We are but the same measure when we live or die. For love flying to the skies amidst the cocoon of the butterfly, we grow within us the force of love to bring beauty to outer lives. The force of love is light of many colors, whispers of unity and harmony in our vast expanse universe. End poem.
You did a beautiful read of Jesna Sajjan's poem. This is one of the most beautiful poems that I think she has written. And I would like to welcome Zach to LMP. And you are a new member, so I'm going to put you on the spot and ask you to comment first, Zach.
Okay. Sure. I loved how it seemed to like flow from like lifeblood to humanity to like just being accepting of everyone regardless, and then it seems to transcend itself and just goes outside to the universe somehow, and almost like the concept of Nirvana in a way. I don't know. That's what it kind of reminded me of.
Mm-hmm. Excellent comment. Wonderful comment, Zach. And how about you, Miss Katie? What did you think?
It's powerful. It's really, it spells it all out, doesn't it? Again, we have a wonderful right about love and not hating and trying to spread it. Even if people don't want to hear, it still has to be said. You cannot do that. You cannot be that way. People have to grow up and become more sophisticated. We are mm-hmm. no different, as you said. Just some countries are younger countries. We've had years to develop speech and you know, all that kind of thing, and writing and learning, and we have had more time. But these younger countries, they need that time to work their way back to, you know, their way forward to where we are now. So I thought this was beautifully written. The force of love
Agreed.
Has no color of supremacy. So yes, I agree with that. Thank you so much for sharing.
Agreed. Wonderful comment. You know, I loved what she said. The force of love has no color of supremacy. Why do we bring our beliefs to spread contempt or hate? You know, where she's questioning it. And then, you know, she goes in and out where, you know, I could tell that in some way this possibly could have been a personal right, where she talks about that love has no compartments of aristocrat or the poor. We are but the same measure when we live or die. And then her metaphors in this, to me, were just absolutely beautiful. For love flying to the skies amidst the cocoon of a butterfly, we grow within us the force of love to bring beauty to outer lives. And, you know, how much more beautiful is a human being that is clothed in love? You know, you can see this. It's their behavior, the way they act, the way, you know, this natural glow that they have about them. And when we are love, then we show love and we teach love. And I thought this was beautifully penned. And Gray, you actually did such a wonderful read of Jesna's poem. I would like to know your thoughts. You're on mute.
Yeah, I was halfway
Gray.
Through my comment. Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
But, you know, I was just going to say that you can feel the emotion emanating throughout the right. Her love of life and humanity is truly beautiful. And for love has no compartments of the aristocrat or the poor. We are but the same measure when we live or die. And then, you know, like, yeah, we all are. We all, you know, live and we all die. And, you know, we hold these higher stations in our life, and it's reality that, you know, you got princes and queens and, you know, kings and all that, but you know, it doesn't make them any more valuable as a human being than it does, you know, the guy on the corner selling apples, or you know, the guy hawking wares on the street, you know, because all life is beautiful, and I think we all deserve a place on this earth. So was a fabulous write, and wonderfully written. Great to read it as well.
Agreed. Thank you, Gray. Wonderful comment and a wonderful read. And Miss Katie, we're ready for our next poem.
Okay, we have Spinal Tap, Self-Attack by Wild. And I will give this one a read. Meagerly fused, pin-cushioned fissions, malignant septum growths, broken like nuclear teeth, chipped between sputum's lips, or curdled calluses, ragged bones bag, my squinted disposition, an institutional deformed warp, knack-sack like honey burdens, mellifluous, abrovacious shrouds, stalagmites, of course it is, universal debauched hum of neon horror worlds, wrenching my monkey back, spinal tap, self-attack, congruent collapse. End poem.
Oh, what a fantastic read and poem by Wild. I would like to know what you thought about the poem, Zach.
I liked how it seemed to me like a Bukowski almost, like a modern Bukowski, like the nuclear teeth, dragon bones, and the sharp consonants and cacophony kind of just blotted it, like just read like a Bukowski to me. It was great.
Thank you. Excellent comment. And I would love to know what you thought about his poem, Gray Eyes.
Yeah, you know, I really like the wordplay in this. You know, he really dances with his words like, I don't know, kind of like a ballet on stage. But satellite stalagmites, universe debauched hum of neon orbs, wrenching my monkey back, spinal tap, self-attack, congruent collapse. Just fantastic wordplay throughout. So excellent, right? And great read as well.
And Miss Katie, you did a fabulous read. What did you think of Wild's poem?
Oh, I just want to apologize for stumbling the way I did. I'm so sorry. It is nearly 5 o'clock in the morning here, so I suppose I have a small excuse for that, but sorry. I thought it was brilliant. I wish I could have read it better, but it was brilliant. I love that. The fact that we have, you know, this alliteration, we have all the different wonderful things that you taught, wrenching my monkey back, spinal tap, self-attack, congruent collapse. I liked that a lot. I thought it was very good, very clever, and it did. It bounced along. It was, you know, it had its own rhythm, its own speed. I think the speed got away with me. Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for sharing.
Yeah, I was reading his comments to other poets that he says this was a recalibration, dizzying times, both fraught yet uplifting, also repeated by the Stevie Nicks lyrics. And then he also said that, you know, he's at times as painful and the gelinite in a glass quart bottles. At times the words emotes are thumped unactively. At other times a slight clink and the profuse detonated combustion of rip roar biting back attack unexpectedly. The intensities immensely crippling, the pain of love comprised and debilitating in such an idealist. The W dot holes, weeping, sobbing, and reminiscence. Even his comments are poetic. You know, it just the power of full fusion of what was going on at that time and the violence for anybody that spoke out. And I thought that he caught it there where he says, the septum growth broken like nuclear teeth chipped between sputum slips of what was said. And my mouth is dry right now, so I'm starting to cough. So I'm going to let Katie put in one more poem while I go, and I will be right back.
Okay.
Maybe Zach can read this poem since it'll be his inaugural read.
Oh, can he see the board? Zach.
Yeah, he's on Late Night Poets
now.
Where's
the board? Let's see.
Late Night Poets.
Is it under topics?
No, it's in the feed of comments where you introduce yourself.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, is it Attack by Wild? That's the one where.
No, she's got to post it yet.
Oh.
Yeah.
She's gonna post it.
Did he put it? Okay. Katie's gonna post it.
No, she hasn't posted it yet.
Oh, okay. I haven't. Sorry, I'll be there with you in a second. My mouse is playing. It's playing silly persons with me. I think it's too much damn cheese. Okay. Snowflake Waltz by Tomahawk.
Oh. Yeah, Tomahawk said he wanted to read that.
Did he?
Sorry. Yeah. And he was supposed to call in, but I told him we were doing Martin Luther King, so I told him I would add it to next Monday. There's a bunch of front page picks.
Yeah.
Or you could have him read The Writer Sees. The Writer C in Open Poetry.
Okay.
That's his name.
Oh, okay. Ah, I can't see it.
Yeah. Hold on. It's after all the Martin Luther King poems.
Oh, I thought it was right down the bottom. It's not. No. What was it? What was the name again?
The Writer C. Okay, let me get it for you. That
yes,
way
please,
we have enough time for it to be read and paste. And I put it in the group.
Okay.
And you can read that poem back for us, please.
Okay. For we are blessed this winter's day to see the snowflake waltz at play, delicate dancers in resounding joy.
No,
not that one.
Wrong poem.
I added another poem. Sorry
yeah.
for the confusion. It's right there.
Okay, I'll refresh. Oh, there it
okay.
is.
Yeah.
Right on. Okay. I apologize for that. okay. I don't trust the Rockefellers, any other fellas. I'm not loyal to the red or the blue. I want an administration that can relate to me and you. Why are we meeting candidates over 70 years old, and we can't protect the schools like our precious money and gold? I can't support a liar and a thief when our money or when our society is desperate for humanity relief. We have money to pay entertainers and for senseless wars, but we lack empathy for struggling families and helping the poor. What happens to us? How can we let a small group of people brainwash us? I say no more to their days of saying so are over. End quote.
You know, that was an excellent read. And you know what? You catch on quick.
Yeah.
So thank goodness for that. So, Miss Katie, what did you think of this fabulous poem by the Writer C?
Now I can hear what you're saying. The Writer C. That's not what I heard. I'm so sorry. I was looking for something.
That's okay.
I thought it was something like, I thought it was something to do with the actual C. So I apologize. Yes, I can understand this completely. I don't trust the Rockefellers or any other fellas. I'm not loyal to the red or the blue. I like that. There's a person who thinks for themselves and won't be led around by the nose. So that is very good. And I agree with all of these things. They should have money for the things that are really important in a family or in a group or in a city. So well done, and thank you so much for sharing.
I'm going to complain. I am not going to give a millionaire or a billionaire money. I should be handing my hand out to him to, you give me the money for listening to, to your political crap. Ray Ives, what did you think?
Well, I agree wholeheartedly with his poem. You know, when you have people that are 70-year-old leading the country, you got to wonder why, you know. And why can't we protect the schools like our precious money and gold? You know, our children are our most valuable resource, so let's protect them. And comment.
Mm-hmm.
Great read as well, Zach.
No, thanks.
Agreed. that's one of the things where he puts out, I can't support a liar and a thief when our society is desperate for humanity relief. You know, and that it is, you know. We have so many things that need to be taken care of and where money could be put in better places. And we all have our opinion. I want to thank everybody for writing for our Martin Luther King contest. we will be judging it. Gray Eyes and Katie and I will be judging it later on this week. So we'll let you know how that goes. But we want to thank everybody who wrote and celebrated this day for us and welcoming a new member to LMP. Hey, Zach. And I want to thank Weaver of Dreams, my Katie, Gray Eyes Smith, Zach, Francisco, and Robbie for hanging out in the group and reading along with us. We appreciate it. Please be safe, and please show love to everybody. Everybody deserves some love. And you take care. Love you guys.
Love you too.
Kisses.
Good night, everybody.
Kisses.
Good to meet you, Zach.
And good night. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone.
Thank you.